Gateway of the Inner Body.
To connect with the essence of your being, it is essential to inhabit your body, because the body is a powerful opening into presence. To find that gateway, you sense and feel the energy field in your inner body. You feel the aliveness that is undoubtedly there, because the body is alive. The other two gateways we'll look at will also put you in touch with that inner sense of aliveness. There's an enormous intelligence that operates throughout your body. You can't see it, but there is an organizing principle in the body that controls and regulates thousands of functions simultaneously. The human mind would not be able to do that. It couldn't keep the body alive for 2 seconds. It is far too complex. You would have to be aware of 1,000 or more things at the same time. Every cell embodies intelligence. The mind is just a tiny expression of that vast intelligence. Most humans are unaware of the aliveness in their body because their entire attention is trapped in thinking, in continuous mental noise. From their head, they look down from above at their body as if it were some alien object. That's why people say, "I have a body." A much truer statement would be, "I am the body." Then you don't have a split of a me that says, "I possess this thing that I call body." When you split yourself off from the body, it is problematic like everything else that you have. And you are not satisfied with it, just as you are not satisfied with anything else either. The mind says it's too simple to just feel or sense the body. It thinks that can't work because it isn't complicated enough. But to be able to sense the field of aliveness, the very life that is the body, is a gateway into the state of presence. There is an increased aliveness as soon as you inhabit the body, which means your attention is not exclusively on the outer world and your sense perceptions. As well, when you inhabit your body, your attention is not exclusively in thought. Some of your attention dwells in the inner energy field of the body. The most important thing is that it takes your attention away from the otherwise continuous mental noise. When you inhabit your body, then you are rooted in your being. You are present with your entire energy field. One could almost say every cell is present. You feel a global sense of aliveness, of body. That is an amazing thing. By doing this, you connect with an intelligence that is far greater than the human mind. And even to say connect is not totally right, because ultimately you are that more than you are the mental noise. The inner body then becomes an anchor for staying present. This aliveness that you can feel doesn't depend on whether the body is 20 years old or 55 or 90 years old. It doesn't change throughout your life and it doesn't grow old. Only the external vehicle grows old. This portal of the inner body is so near and so close to you, closer than your hands and your feet. Someone once said, "God is closer to you than hands and feet." And if you look at that, what could be closer than hands and feet? They are pretty close. But inside your hands and feet is even closer. It is not a sacrilege to say, the nearest that God is to you is in your body. Everybody has been asking, where does God exist? God is the very life that you are. But when you are only a mind-based entity, God becomes a mental image that you identify with, and then it becomes a belief or belief system. And inevitably, sooner or later, you will be in conflict with others who have a slightly different belief system. So, as you listen to this, feel the inner body. How, some people ask me, what does that mean, feel the inner body?